Wake up, it's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Grand Rising, Rich Rising. Good morning, guys, and welcome back to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel, and this is a part of the Brittany the Host podcast. I hope that you guys are doing well. It is streamed live at 8 a.m. Eastern Time on YouTube and on Spotify, Apple Music, and all of the streaming platforms. I hope you guys are doing well. Happy belated Memorial Day for all my U.S. citizens. And for those of you who don't know, Memorial Day is just a day of remembrance for anybody who gave their lives to this country. It's not the same as Veterans Day. It's a little bit more, they gave the ultimate sacrifice. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Yesterday, we had another cookout. We had two little shindigs this weekend, and it was a whole lot of fun. So I hope you guys enjoyed and got some relaxing time. A lot of people were off yesterday, so I decided to hold off Morning Motivation until today. And I'm so happy I did, because the day was well needed. And I hope you guys had some downtime and some fun time too, if you were a U.S. citizen. If you were not, I apologize for no Morning Motivation yesterday, but it is a national holiday for us. I wanted to enjoy the holiday, and I hope you guys did as well. I'm going to go ahead and load up the comments, you guys, right now. I told y'all I had a hell of a weekend, so I'm going to go ahead and get my little sachet of my detox tea. If you are interested in any of these products, they are down below. But y'all need a detox, because was eating a whole lot of stuff this weekend. I'm going to go ahead and shake it up. All right, let's go to the comments and say good morning before. Oh, actually, let's do our prayer first. We'll do our prayer. If you are not religious or spiritual, or you do not subscribe to the Christian faith, I hope it is okay that I pray for you anyway, and everybody is welcome here. But dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up for another day. Thank you for allowing us to come together and fellowship on the Morning Motivation. And I pray that we continue to walk in your light, that you unblock or you unveil some blockages or things that are in our way from getting us to what you call our ultimate goal and purpose on this planet. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Good morning. So we're going to go to the comments. I hope you guys are up and ready. Go ahead and load up the comments. Good morning, She Amber. Happy Tuesday. Good morning, Edwin. Happy Tuesday. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Marta. Good morning, Tay. You went to the Jazz Festival. The Jazz Festival was lit. I think it was in Atlanta, right? Good morning, Tay. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Being Meech. Hi, Jakira. How are you? You know, it's so funny. I was like, I'm going to stop streaming on Facebook. Good morning, Angel. Grand Rising out there, everyone, and Rich Rising. Okay, y'all. So let's talk about it. So today's topic is really going to be the next 6 months. Y'all, tomorrow is the first. Tomorrow is the first, and that means we are starting a whole nother month. And not only are we starting a whole nother month, it marks 6 months since we've been in 2022, which sounds crazy if you really think about it. Like, it doesn't feel like it's been 6 months. It doesn't feel like too much time has passed, but it has. And it is imperative, at least in my process, right? I feel like the way that we continue to strive and continue to be good human beings on God's path, I guess. I don't know what the word I'm trying to look for is, but if we want to continue to strive and push forward, being stagnant and being like too still sometimes, depending on the season you're in and depending on what God is telling you to do, because sometimes he'll tell you to be still. And sometimes we need to like get out of our fear, get out of our way and make moves and motion forward. And sometimes it takes us reflecting on the last 6 months. So that's one thing that I want to talk about today, is reflecting on the last 6 months. I know on our 100th episode, which wasn't too long ago, we talked about all of our accomplishments, which I'm super excited that a lot of you guys have been accomplishing great things. You guys have been buying homes and getting promoted, and have some people that follow me have kids now that didn't have kids in the beginning of the year. All of these amazing things. Some people got married. Some people have been striving. Some people have gotten new jobs and all of this great stuff, right? And even if you haven't accomplished anything, you're like, well, Brittany, I'm looking back at my 6 months and I haven't done any of those things or anything outside of that. That is okay. However, if there is something you said you wanted to do
At the beginning of the year. Maybe you made a vision board. Maybe you wrote down your goals for the year, and there's something that you know you can accomplish. All it's taking is you putting your mind to it. All it's going to take is you putting a plan together, and you've been sitting on that plan. You've been like, I'm going to start, but, and you've been procrastinating. Then this is the episode for you. Hello. Good morning, Grand Rising. Because the next 6 months, we only have six more months, y'all, till 2023. And it seems so far, like Christmas, New Year's, even my birthday. My birthday is in August, like two, three months away, which I'm freaking out about because I'm a huge birthday person. But just thinking about how long 6 months sounds from now, and then you just know how quick 6 months goes by, we know that it's not going to, we don't have that much time. So what I would like to talk about is putting a plan in place. Let's look at the last 6 months. Let's look at what we've accomplished, where we've possibly stopped some things, where we've possibly put some things on pause or put some things down, or maybe we haven't done them at all. Or maybe you've accomplished your goals and it's time to, you know, re-up some new ones. So let's take inventory. Let's look at my notes. So take an account of the last 6 months, good, bad, or indifferent, and just be completely honest with yourself. How did I do? What were my goals? Did I accomplish them? Did I get halfway? Did I work on them? Did I lay the bricks? Am I laying down a foundation? Because some of us have long-term goals, maybe five, 10 years from now. So maybe your goals can't be accomplished in 6 months or a year. It's going to take a little longer than that. Okay. So assess, have you been putting down your bricks? I was watching this video about a house being made from like scratch. Like they dug the trench to make the foundation. And it was so interesting to see each step and brick by brick. And I went to my dad's house over the weekend. Good morning. I went to my dad's house over the weekend and he put up this entire fence around his property. And I was just like, I'm very amazed when my dad does things because he is the type of person where he doesn't care how long it's going to take him. He doesn't let money stop him or anything like that. He'll do it a little at a time. He'll be like, oh, I'll put $100 on it and then do it. And then like in my mind, I would be like, oh my gosh, the fence costs, I don't know, maybe $3,000 to $10,000, right? And I'll try to figure out how to get the three. My dad's very much so like, he does 100 at a time. Okay, I'm going to do this part of the fence. Only need $100 to do this. Boom, once that's done, then he'll continue this part. Then he'll continue this part. Then he'll continue this part. So he like nips at things. And it really inspired me because it showed me that a lot of times our goals are so huge and so big, or we need so much money. Hey, that we need so much money and that it will freeze us, right? We'll be paralyzed. We won't move. We'll be like, dang, I need $3,000 to do this, or I need this amount of money to do this, or I'll need this to do this. And it'll freeze us. It'll keep us stuck. It'll keep us stagnant. It'll keep us in a procrastinating state because we look at our obstacle or our goal like, that's going to take a whole lot of work. That's going to take a whole lot of money. That's going to take a whole lot. And it's bigger than life. And so we end up not doing anything sometimes. We end up stopping on our goals. We end up freezing in our own path. But then I was just like, well, maybe I should start adopting and maybe I should tell the morning motivators about my dad and his philosophy and how he goes through things. And I'm sure some of you guys know people just like this. Maybe your family members, maybe your friends, where they really just focus on a piece of their goal at a time. Like they don't need to figure out how they're going to do the entire fence and how much time it's going to take them. They're like, okay, I'm going to buy the fence a little by little, $100 here, $100 here. And they just take their time doing it. And it really showed me, because sometimes when we have these big goals or we have things that we want to do, because of the time, like I said before, because of the process, we won't get anything accomplished. So we'll look back at 6 months. We had this goal of building a fence or goal of starting a business or writing the book or whatever our goal was, maybe to start dating again, maybe to, you know, finally leave or whatever the case may be. Maybe you had this goal, but because it was so big, there were so many questions behind it. How am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? How am I going to make this happen? How am I going to get this money? How am I going to accomplish this? That we freeze, we procrastinate. I came across this slideshow that I wanted to share with you guys on Instagram that I thought was really funny. And I saved it to mine. Let me see, how can I find it? But there were some really good points in the slideshow, and I want to just read them to y'all real quick because I thought they were very, very interesting. So one of them says, more is lost by indecision than wrong decision. So like I said, if things become so big to us and we don't move on what we want, we don't move on the goal, we don't move on the project, then we can just get stagnant. And it says, overthinking is self-sabotage in slow motion. When I saw that, and then there's like a little thing of arrows. I shared it on my Instagram. Let me share my Instagram with you guys. If you guys are not following me on Instagram, I would love to. But if you guys want to see the entire thing, it's on my Instagram. Let me pull it, post it up here for you guys. But it says, overthinking is self-sabotage. So it says, nine pictures you see before you die, which is really morbid. But it says, you are, and what you do, and what you said you'll do. So basically, like, all of the things that you said you were going to do, did you do them? Or was there a whole bunch of things that you said that you weren't going to do that you never accomplished? And it says, the key to progress is having the courage to start before you're ready, and trusting yourself to figure it out along the way. Perfectionism slows progress. Procrastination kills it. So if we are, it's very hard. If you're somebody who wants to do something and do it right, it's very, very hard for you. You guys, let me know how you guys feel about this. But it's very hard to, if you're a perfectionist like me, if you're somebody that has to have all the answers like me, it's really hard to move forward sometimes. It says the key to progress is having the courage to start before you're ready and trusting yourself to figure it out along the way. A lot of us stop because we are like, I don't even know how to do that. We won't even try. We won't Google. We won't search. We won't figure it out. We won't phone a friend. We just will stop ourselves and say, I don't know how to do that. And we don't do it. Good morning. And perfectionism slows progress. Procrastination kills it. Things that matter and things that we can control. And this is a hard part. And it's a little paragraph of where we should be in the middle. You should focus on this. So the things that matter, the things we can't control, and what is in the middle. I thought that was really interesting. And then there's a whole bunch more. I'll let you guys read that on my Instagram page if you guys want. But that's something that I really thought about this morning was taking account. What have we accomplished, good, bad, or indifferent? Good morning. Now, the next step is, what could you have done better? Now, looking at your goals. Okay, we got this goal. We got 6 months left in the year. 6 months has passed tomorrow. Tomorrow will be 6 months into 2022. What could we have done better? Where could we have put more energy in? Where could we have put more effort in? What could we have done? And I really want you guys to chime in and let me know, but what could we have done better? Could we have studied more? Could we have stayed on top of our goals? Could we have been more honest? Could we have not procrastinated? Could we have put the other goals down for a second? Could we have focused? Could we have invested in ourselves? Could we have saved more money? What could we have done better? And then what do we need to do less of? What do we need to do less of? Maybe I was partying too much the last 6 months. Maybe I was overspending a little too much the last 6 months. Maybe I did a good job and I need to do more of what I was doing. Maybe I was focused. Let's see. I've started writing by accomplishments, big, small, every day. I love that. She started writing her accomplishments every single day, big, smaller, every single day. And I love that. That's a beautiful thing. So you can look back and say, wow, I've accomplished a lot. And that's probably going to give you momentum to keep moving forward. And that's important too, is we've talked about that, taking account of all the little things. And how can we capitalize on that energy? How can we capitalize on continuing to strive and continuing to get better and continuing to action our goals? Good morning, Kiamber. Travis, what's up, Travis? 6 more months to find more productivity. That's a hard one. Can we really find productivity, or do we have to make ourselves productive? You know, sometimes we don't have the motivation. Sometimes we don't have the productivity. And sometimes they'll say, well, your why isn't big enough. Well, sometimes it is. Sometimes we just get it in our own way. But what, we have 6 months, y'all. What are we going to do? She Amber said, I could have went to the gym more, but I did than I did, but I started back doing good. Absolutely. Love that. All right. So what's next? What are we going to do next? How are we going to continue to push and move forward? How are we going to continue to strive and go after our goals? Which ways are you going to accomplish and keep at it? Because it's okay. Like, nobody's perfect. Everybody's going to have their ups, downs, trials. Some people, this may have not have been a good year for you. And maybe your goals are bigger than the next 6 months. Maybe your goals are bigger than the next year. But how are we going to do, like, what is next? What are we going to do to keep rising? I'm starting over again today. And it's okay to start over. But sometimes, I will say this. Sometimes we start over too much. And I don't know about you, Kiamber. This might not be for you. But sometimes when we don't get something right, we start over instead of picking up right where we left off. You know, I don't know how many times I've rewrote my book. Why am I rewriting when all I got to do is start where I left off? You know, and I've noticed that, like, quit rewriting this thing and just start where you left off. Because sometimes the dream is just, we just put it down. We just pause. We just took a breather for a second, or we got sidetracked. Maybe something else was more important, you know, but it's okay to start over. I don't think that there's anything wrong with starting over, but do you have to start over, or can you pick up right where you left off? KK says, Grand Rising, have gotten a new job back in February, started journaling more during the week, and started a new work journey to get this unhealthy weight off. Love that. You need some detox, girl. Link is in the bio. This junk works, y'all. It works so well. Let's see. Camber says, be more disciplined and consistent. When my feelings get in my way, remember to go back to my why. Yes. Especially as women, our feelings and our emotions can take a hold of us very much. So I feel like men have had so much practice with controlling their emotions and sometimes ignoring their emotions, which is a little unhealthy. But nonetheless, I think as women, you know, we can have one bad day, or, you know, some people stop their dreams and their journey because they get in a relationship, or their boyfriend calls them, or, you know, they're in a relationship now. So all of their dreams and ambition goes out the window. And, you know, to each their own, not knocking anybody who wants to do that. But sometimes we just have to stay in the fight. I don't know. I stopped listening to the radio and listen to audiobooks instead while driving. I love that. Edwan says, I'm on this 90-day challenge. At first, it was good and I was doing excellent. And in the middle, I started slipping. And now I started to get back on track. And now I don't have any distractions at all anymore. And I hope you are safe and sound and out of the hospital, Edwan. Let us know. But that's good. And sometimes you gotta, you know, challenges can be a doozy, but as long as you stick with them, pick up where you left off. Don't beat yourself up too much, but be honest with yourself and keep pushing forward. And remember why you started. A lot of us tend to forget why we start things. You know, we forget our why. We forget why in the heck did we start this, because we see the goal, we see the vision. It's so big, it's so strenuous. There's a lot to it. You know, when we get started, sometimes we don't know what's on the other side. We want to start these businesses. We had no idea that there was 50,000 steps that we had to do. But sometimes that's for a reason. I feel like sometimes God doesn't show us everything, because he knows if he shows us everything, we would get, I ain't doing all that. Nope, not doing it. Like, if you look back at your life, right? If you look back at everything you've accomplished, how far you've come from where you started, from like high school, elementary, middle school, you know, from where you started in your life to where you are now, if God would have told you you had to go through all of that to get to exactly where you are, you would have been like, no, I'm good. Some of y'all be like, I'll do it again. If it were up to me, especially my childhood, I'd have been like, no, don't want to do that. But it's made us exactly who we are, and it's brought us to this space. So it's okay to honor it, but it's okay to be like, you know what? I want to do a little better. Camber says, be more disciplined and consistent. I already said this. When you're feeling down, get in the way to go back to remember my why. I love that. And I think I already read Camber's thing, so thank you. Dang Dion. Hey, Dang Dion. I've been wondering why I want my next 5 years to look like. Thinking about joining the mail. Oh, the military as an officer. The only thing I have done is save 20,000 for the first 6 months. Goal is 50K. The only thing you've done? That's a really big goal, and that's a really good job. Good job, Dang Dion, for real. Make sure that military life is different, y'all. And once you're an officer, you have to be, you have to ask permission to get out. So I don't ever discourage people from doing it. I just say, really think about it. Was it a good financial move for me? Absolutely. Did it jack up my mental health? Absolutely. So with the military, y'all, just really know what you're getting into. But I'm proud of you. That is a huge goal, and saving $20,000 in 6 months is really good. And you got 50 more. You only got 30 more to go. That's really good. Because some people can have that goal of, oh, I want to save 50,000, and they can't make the sacrifice. They'll see all that money sitting there and want to spend it. So good for you. I'm very proud. That is amazing. You should be patting yourself on the back, girl. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Percy says, I could have meditated more, but I just picked up where I left off. Absolutely. I mean, meditation is one of those things that are like a lifelong journey, too. I agree. Journaling every day has helped me remember my why. Good morning, Yolanda. Authenticating Beauty says, definitely gotta rest, gotta reset my work routine and get back to remembering more devotional book or reading more devotional books. I want to aggressively save and pay things off. Exactly. I love that. Oh, thank you. Yeah, y'all, don't forget to like and comment and subscribe. I've been budgeting like crazy. That's awesome, though. That is awesome. Hey, Kim Lee. I'm in school, so exhausted, ready to give up, but I know I can't. I rewatch these all the time. Thank you so much. No, you cannot give up. Because the thing about our goals, right? We're in the midst of them. We're in the middle of them. We're in the midst of the storm. It seems like the storm is never going to end. It seems like there's no way out sometimes. There seems like there is no, there, it seems like there's no end for it at all. And I want to tell you guys, there always is light at the tunnel, even when it doesn't feel like it, even when your anxiety is up, even when depression creeps in. Even when all you want to do is go to sleep or just say, you know what, cancel the day. It can be very hard. Like, life is not supposed to be easy. But all God told us, all we have to do is have a faith of a mustard seed. All we have to do is just have a little faith and just keep walking, one foot in front of the other, brick by brick, inch by inch, anything's a cinch. We just have to keep telling ourselves, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Yes, I know, right? Dang Dion's like, oh, I didn't. It's a little bit. No, that is a big, that's a huge accomplishment. Do you know they say, I think 60, don't quote me on this percentage. I think they say 60% of Americans don't have $1,000 saved up, and you've saved 20K in 60 months. That is amazing. And that just goes to show with discipline and budgeting really, really, really helps. But it takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of saying no. It takes a lot of sacrifice. And that's with any goal. It's like you can't, some people, we want sometimes, I can't even say some people, sometimes we want these big things and we want these goals and we want to save and we want to have all of this money or these things, but we're not disciplined enough to make the sacrifice. And sometimes we have to be real with ourselves. I think that's something that we don't talk about enough in the manifestation space. Or when people are talking about goal setting, in order to accomplish your goals, you have to be very disciplined because there's going to be times where motivation ain't going to be enough. There's going to be times where your why isn't going to be enough. You might be like, man, forget them kids. You might be like, it ain't my responsibility to do this and do that. You never know how you're going to feel and be in the midst of doing what you want to do. But inch by inch, anything is a cinch. So we got to keep putting one foot in front of the other, that hold that discipline when motivation and your why isn't enough, because you're going to be challenged. Anytime you have a goal, anytime you're trying to, whether it be abstinence, whether it be you're trying to remain celibate, whether you're trying to kick a habit like smoking or drinking, when you're trying to budget and save, when you're trying to, all of these challenges are going to start coming up. I don't know if it's God, the devil, I don't know what it is, but it's like the universe be like, oh, that's your goal? Got it. Have y'all ever tried to fast? And that's when food smells the best. That's when everybody want to cook. That's when everybody want to have get-togethers. When you're trying to save money, that's when everybody want to invite you on a trip. When you're trying to be abstinent, that's when, you know, or you're trying to abstain from sex. That's when people want to push you further and harder and things become more challenging. Anytime you are trying to strive, I don't know if it's the universe, our senses, what the heck it is, but the energy of us, what we want, starts attracting everything we don't want. And I think it's a test. I think it's, I don't know who's passing out the scantrons. I don't know who's administering these tests, but it, men and women, anytime y'all get in a relationship, what happens? Anytime you're happy and you found somebody you want to be with, what happens? The first couple months you with somebody, what happens? Everybody and their mama start coming out the woodworks. Oh, I miss you. Oh, I want to be with you again. All of these tests, because I really think it's just really show you, do you want to be with this person? And I will tell you that do not fail that test. Leave them folks right where they at. Do not get excited when Herbert done called you after all these years and months and he want to get no to test and you will fail. If you go backwards, do not go backwards. Believe me, I failed that test before. Do not do it. Don't do it. Lead them people right where they at, because you're going to ruin what you have in front of you. Lead them folks right where they at and keep it forward. But that just goes to show the universe. I don't know who it is. I don't even want to put that on God. I don't even think God is cruel like that. I don't think he's cruel in that way. They be trying to put that on God, and I do not think that is God. But what I will say is anytime you are going up against the grain, you're trying to challenge yourself to do better, new relationship, new whatever, there's going to be challenges and obstacles, but it doesn't matter. We just put our heads down inch by inch. Anything is a cinch, one thing at a time, one step at a time. You know, if you haven't accomplished anything yet, it's okay. You still got time, but we got to get motion, because time is something that we don't have a lot of, and time is something we can never get back. And it's okay to take a pause. It's okay to take a break, but we got to make sure we're not procrastinating and we're not thinking about it in such a big way. We got to scale it down and just nibble. Have y'all ever seen like a bug on a leaf, on a plant? Any of my planters out there, my farmers or my people that like to work in the soil? Them little bitty bugs, all it takes is a little bitty bug, just start nipping away. Just one little leaf at a time, and that's all they do. And eventually, the whole plant gone. All we got to do is be like that little bug, just nip it a little bit at a time. A little bit at a time. Brandy says, going to start working out again. I fell off so bad. That is okay. Just get back up in there. Get back up in there. It is okay. And thank you for telling everybody to like. I appreciate that. Yes, that part. When your why isn't enough, it feels crazy. Yeah, sometimes you have these goals like, oh, I'm going to put my kids in this, or I'm going to do this for my family. And when you're trying to do the work and you're like, oh, that ain't enough. Like, it's not motivating me. Forget them kids. Forget this. These parents, forget, you know, all of our whys when we don't feel like it go out the window. But that's when we have to kick up the discipline and keep pushing forward, because we will be like, you know what? I don't even like them today. This is a good morning. Thank you. I'll pick back up when I land in ATL, leaving Reagan Airport. Safe travels, Travis. Thank you. I fast every day and it helps me stay in shape. I fast too, but not intentionally. We just don't eat till like the afternoon. But I will drink, you know, water and my smoothies and my little detox tea. It's crazy how that works. When you are ready, the man, it's something in the energy. And that's why I'm telling y'all, energy is powerful. So for the people that be like, I don't believe in energy. Energy is real. Energy is science. I believe, I don't know who's responsible. God is responsible for all, but energy matters, y'all. And anytime you put something out, it's something about the energy of the world. They'd be like, all right, are you sure? Here we go. It's like a wave. It's like a tidal wave. Just come back. You just push it out and it comes back. I can't count on one hand how many times I ate out this year. Go ahead, Dion. It's all about what you want and not being peer pressured by people in social media will cause us to want instant gratification. I will say that too. Like when you're trying to stop drinking, when you're trying to stop doing whatever, people be like, "Ooh, you want to drink? No, just go ahead, take a shot. Go ahead. Dion, you want to say you don't want to go out to eat, girl? You ain't been out to eat with us all these weekends. You don't want to go?" That's a lot of money to say. But I bet you, you know what, with Dion, I bet, and I want Dion to tell us, I bet you it was just her. All those little times she just, nope, putting this in savings. Nope, couple dollars here. Nope, couple dollars here. That's what I'm talking about. That is a dang, Dion, give us a class. Because I'm disciplined. I ain't that disciplined. I would love to know her tips. Yes. Let's see. Yes, I'm home. Okay, good, Edwan. So happy in that. And I wanted to say thank you. I'm so happy that you walked into all. Thank you, Edwan. Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Edwan. I'm so happy you're home. I'm so happy you're home and good. What's going on? Hallelujah. Blessings. Brittany, when you said keep walking one foot in front of the other, I needed to hear that. I made a stupid decision over the weekend and or beating myself up. Now, look, when we are going through life, ain't nobody gonna get it right all the time. I don't care who you are. I don't care. Nobody's gonna get it right all the time. We are all gonna fall short of the glory. But let this feeling, don't spend too much time beating yourself up now. You can be like, oh, why did I do that? But remember this feeling. Remember these feelings. Like when anytime we're at a goal, right, and we overeat or we spend the money we ain't supposed to spend, or we don't write when we're supposed to write, when we don't keep our schedule, when we don't remember how bad you feel, right? Not beat yourself up, not stay in it, but just put in a little Ziploc bag. Put that a little emotion, put the disappointment, put the little disgust, put all of that in a little Ziploc bag, right? Don't stay with it because it's outside of us. We're gonna take it out of us. Put it in that Ziploc bag, just a little one, not a big old gallon bag, just a little Ziploc bag, and put it in our mental freezer. Here's what I want you to take that, those feelings and those emotions of being disappointed, disgusted, all of those things, because everybody's been there, right? When we don't follow through, when we don't get to our goals, when we don't do right, put all of those emotions into a little Ziploc bag and freeze it in our minds. So anytime that we want to make a decision against ourselves and against our better judgment, we can go back and look at that freezer bag and be like, oh, I remember how that feels. I don't want that feeling no more. I don't want to feel like that. So in order for me not to feel like that, I'm going to keep pushing over here, because we're all going to make decisions. You know, hopefully our decisions aren't the downfall to something, you know, huge. But we can't beat ourselves up. We just have to acknowledge we made a mistake. You know, we have to ask God for forgiveness, because a lot of our mistakes we know we shouldn't be doing. No way, right? We ask God for forgiveness. You have to forgive yourself. Put those emotions in a little Ziploc bag, a little imaginary, just a little tiny one. You know, them little snack bags. Don't make it a big old bag. Don't make it a to-go bag. Put in them little Ziploc freezer bags. Put it in your mind. So you remember every time you're faced with an obstacle, every time you're faced with the opposite decision of what you should do, anytime you're faced with wanting that instant gratification from either spending, maybe having sex, whatever the case may be, you can go back to that freezer bag and be like, oh, I remember how that felt. I don't like that feeling. I don't want that for myself. So I'm going to go this way. So then you have way more of the good stuff versus that freezer bag of that icky feeling. Just remember how this feels, but don't beat yourself up, because it doesn't do you any good. It does not do you any good for beating yourself up, because all that does is keep us stuck. Some people, it triggers depression. Sometimes it triggers anxiety, and we don't want none of that. We just want to keep it pushing forward. So ask God for forgiveness, forgive yourself, and you keep it moving. And the way we forgive ourselves is saying, hey, I ain't doing that no more. I know I made a mistake. I know I shouldn't have did that. We ain't going to do that no more. Edwan says, yes, my ex-girlfriend did me like that, saying I miss you and wanted to be with you. And I want to. Yeah. And then as soon as they come back, it'd be chaos. No, let them stay right where they at. Let them stay right where they're at. I have always had trouble with staying disciplined with my schoolwork. I will say this to anybody in school. I don't care what they tell you. Your GPA matters. I wish they would have stopped telling us that, oh, your college GPA doesn't matter. Yes, it does. It matters when you go compete for jobs. It matters when you're trying to get into grad school. Had I known what I knew now, I would have fought. I would have never fell off on my schoolwork because I was doing real good in the beginning, fell off in the middle, and then worked my trying to work my butt off, trying to make sure my grades were up to par. But your college transcripts matter, y'all. So don't let people tell you they don't. So if that doesn't give you some discipline, they never go away. Once you graduate, you can't change your GPA. You can't change it. Once you graduate and your transcripts are final and you have that degree, your GPA doesn't go away. So what I would tell you to do is if that doesn't motivate you, to make sure, because they're there for you for the rest of your life. They're like your children. Your GPAs don't go anywhere and they matter. So maybe that will help you, Dia. It's just to stay on path. Good morning, Vanessa, and stay focused. Nana says, I gained 5 pounds since the beginning of the year and I couldn't figure out why I was not losing them. Then I realized that Then I realized that I have to write down my action plan and stick to it. And it's been working. That is amazing. That's amazing. And then a lot of times what we eat, you know, there's certain things that just carry more weight. And when you're also, if you're in the gym and you're gaining muscle, that can also be a deterrent too. So you just got to remember which composition we're doing. But good for you, Nana. I'm so happy that you have gotten a plan and you sticking to it. Dang Dion says, I don't have any friends or family after this 6 months, but I have never been the best shape of my life financially, emotionally. Ooh, saying no is easy when you value yourself over others. Go ahead, Dang Dion. She said, I cut everybody off. She said, I cut everybody off. She said, I didn't want to hear it. She put herself first in this season. And I'm proud of you. We might have to have Dang Dion give us a class and get that discipline, because that is awesome. Some men can control their feelings and emotions, but I'm one of those that can't. I don't know how to control it. Where I don't do something to put myself in jail or be 6 feet under. Ooh, we can't let it go that far, Edwan. And if we're all adults, so we have to control our feelings and emotions. We have to. It doesn't matter. And I said gender, and I said men have just more practice, but we are all grown. Most of us are over the age of 20. So we all have to know how to control our feelings and our emotions. Because if you don't have your feelings and emotions under control, they will control you. And we're not children, so we don't have the luxury of spazzing out and people being like, oh, that's just a young person. No, they're gonna look at us like you're grown as I don't know what, and you can't control yourself. We should always have control over ourselves. It's very hard to have control a lot of things, but we have to work on that muscle of controlling ourselves, controlling what we think about, what we do, what we eat, what we say. Like, if we really think about it, when we talk about discipline, discipline is just doing exactly what we said we were going to do over and over and over again. And a lot of us don't have control. And that's crazy to think about. We don't have control over ourselves. We can't control nothing else outside of the world. We can't control no war. We can't control how the money is being handled out there in the world. We can't control nobody but ourselves. And we can't control ourselves. Ain't that crazy? I think the world would be a way better place if everybody just focused on controlling themselves and sticking to themselves. But we spend so much time telling everybody else on the internet what they should be thinking, what they should be doing, and we haven't controlled ourselves. It's easy to look at somebody else's life and tell them, oh, you should be doing this, and you should be doing this, and you should be doing this, and waving. It's easy to do that. But when that finger turns back on us, that's why I don't really get mad anymore when there's like nasty comments on my YouTube channel. Because I just know that person's not really in a good space, unfortunately. And I pray for them. But that's how life works. It's easy to tell everybody else what they're doing wrong. But if we can't control ourselves, that's a big one. Ding Dion says, yes, I graduated with a 3.2 this year and I was a little upset, but I didn't really like college anyways. Only did it because it was free, no purpose involved. Well, you're not going to regret that. And good for you. Ding Dion is doing it. You better get it, girl. I believe you are what you eat now because it plays a big role. No, absolutely. You are what you eat. Your partner is what you eat. Your if you have children, they are what you eat. You guys, we bring the food into our homes. You want, if you suffer from depression, you should not be eating junk food. A lot of those sugars trigger all of those things. You guys got to research. And that's what we talk about in my 555 transformation. And this week we're talking about physical and the physical part of what we consume either visually, like the things that we watch, the things that we listen to. Like it's some hip hop. I love hip hop. I can't even listen to some hip hop no more because I'd be listening to the lyrics like, what? What are we talking about? Either what are we talking about or ew. It's just like, it's just gotten too much. Like it's just like the males and the females. It's just all about sex. It's just sex, 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 money, 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 sex, sex, sex. And I'm just like, I'm over it. So what we consume, what we watch, what we listen to, what we eat, what we consume with our friends, you know, what your partner eats can toxic, especially if you're a woman, can make your body toxic. Men, if you do not eat well, you can be putting toxic sperm into a woman. You are what you eat. It could come out of your pores. Like y'all ever smell? I'm not even gonna get into that. It's real. It's real. Brittany, what are your thoughts on time? Do you think we're running short on time spiritually? It seems like the world is moving fast and our souls and our spirit is moving on a different clock. Ooh. To be honest, I don't know. I don't know. I think that we are all here for a purpose. And how much time we're allotted each to manifest that purpose is up to God. So some of us could have a long journey here where we get to 90 and 80 years old, and some of us ain't gonna make it that far. Some of us ain't gonna reach 40, unfortunately. I think that everybody is on a clock. I feel like our soul and our spirit is very different. I feel like the earth, I'm just going to give you guys my philosophy. Y'all don't have to listen to this. Let me know what you guys think too. We got some time. I think that earth is a part of whatever journey cycle that God has us on. I think that we're all here in this specific dimension for a reason. I don't know what that reason is, that like the overall reason. I do think that our souls and our spirits live on past this dimension, but I believe how you handle this dimension, being earth is what I mean, definitely either heaven or the next level or something. I think it matters. Whatever we are supposed to do here for God matters. I don't know if it just matters for us. I don't know if it matters for the world. I don't know. There's so many question marks I have about the universe. And God and all that. I know what the Bible says. I know the Bible says, be a good person, be a good, you know, God, and then you'll go to heaven. I don't know. I don't know. And the reason why I don't know, and I'll give you guys this, for some people are like, wait, you're a Christian. Why don't you believe heavily? And the reason why is there were millions of people on this planet. And it's just like, we're born, we're here, and then that's it. Like, but there's theories that people were spirits before they were babies. There's so many theories out there. I don't know. I know what the Bible says, but it's just like, we're born, we're on the planet, and then we die. I feel like there's a bigger purpose than that. Does that make sense? That's why my brain just, but I don't know. I don't know. I would love to hear y'all's thoughts. I don't know. This is exactly why I can't listen to the radio. Why do you say that? Oh, you're talking about, oh, that, yeah, it's just the music makes no sense now, and lyrics, man, it just doesn't make sense. And it can be all in your brain and you singing a song in your mind for days and weeks and you don't even know why. And it's just literally the new rap makes no sense. I'm over it too. It's crazy that the world sees sees music and the women and men are consuming it daily and wondering why they are the way they are. Ooh. Yeah, the music is horrible. The music is why we are as a society the way we are, y'all. It's definitely, I'm not saying it's all our music, but it's definitely, and it was, but also I will say it was programmed like that. They don't care about Black folks getting on the radio and, because we're the only race that makes music like that. Let's just keep it a spade. Let's keep it a buck. We are the only race that makes music about talking about killing each other, drugs, domestic violence, cheating, and just being nasty people to one another. If you listen to country, it's all about love and heartbreak. You listen to EDM and all that, it's all about partying and dancing and feeling and having a good time. Listen to any other culture's music, hip hop culture is the only culture that degrades and is nasty. And I don't get nothing out of it personally, but I still like hip hop, you know, it just depends on who it is. I think we are running out of time and I feel behind, even though I am 22, I feel behind with things. But see, the thing is too, spiritual time and earthly time are different. I don't look at the things I have to accomplish on earth. Like Shamber says, she feels like she's running out of time as she's 22. Your purpose is the most important. We have things that we want to accomplish as human beings, right? And this is my theory. We have things that we want to accomplish as human beings on this planet. That's one set of time. God's purpose for our lives is totally different. Now, it could be the same, right? Being because I know Shamber wants to be a doctor, that could be a part of your purpose, 100%. But maybe it's not. I can't speak for you. Maybe like, okay, my goal was to be a television host, right? My goal, but maybe that wasn't what God intended me to do. Maybe God intended me to do something else. And maybe that purpose is up at 35. Maybe I said everything I needed to say, did everything I needed to do by 35, and then I'm out. We don't know. And that's my thing. I feel like we should be maximizing as much time as we can and not taking it for granted. But we, nobody knows when their time is up. Your time could be 80, 90, 100, or it could be 35, 45, 55, 65. We don't know. Like my grandmother is the only living sibling of hers. Now, I will say outside factors can trigger when we leave, right? But then we can also shorten our time too with our eating, with our habits. You know, how we consume things if we don't take care of ourselves, because our bodies are our only vehicles. So if we're not taking care of these, we can shorten. I believe that us and God are the constructors of our world, of our personal world, God and yourself, because faith without works is dead. So God is the faith part, because he's moving things, making things shake, making things happen for you behind the scenes. And making, but if you don't put in that work, he can't do nothing for you. If you put in all this work, but it wasn't what God's plan was for you, it doesn't matter. So those two have to come together. So regardless of what we want outside of God, I don't think that that matters. But this part matters the most, is you and God's relationship and coming together and figuring out what that is for you. And all the earthly stuff that you want that are your goals, that's cool too. But that's why I always tell people to pray and ask God. Anytime people want to move, they want to do something, they want to be in a relationship. What did God say? What did God say? Because there's no point for us to spin our wheels and go down this hole. It's like a maze. And you know how mazes have dead ends? You know how mazes, you know, you go to a part of the maze and it cuts off and you got to come back. He'll let you go be in the maze. Oh, wrong way. Okay, come back. Wrong way, come back. So what did God say? And that's why I said, if you feel like God is proud of you, then no matter when you leave, you'll be okay. I feel. That's why I don't really fear death. I can talk about death, and the Bible tells you not to fear it. I feel like that's why I can talk about it without being fearful of it, because that's how I see it. But that's just me. Y'all let me know. For some reason, it seems with each generation, our time is much shorter. We have less time to get ourselves together. I don't know. I feel like we got the same time. I feel like it's being shorter, Dion, because of the habits that they've incurred. Like a lot of people in their 50s, like my mom's generation, they just, outside looking in, people weren't taking care of themselves. They weren't going to the doctor. they weren't eating well. They were, you know, drugs and all of this other stuff. And I could be wrong. But a lot of people have heard like cancer and things like that. So we just have to make sure that we are taking care of each other or taking care of ourselves. She, Amber, I'm 23 and I feel so old and lost. Like I've been here before, but I still don't know what to do. This feeling of time is really bad. Wouldn't wish it on anybody. You guys, don't fear it. Give that up to God. Do not fear it. But some of us, in my personal belief, I feel like we have been here before. I feel like if you were a child and you just kind of got life, and everybody doesn't believe this, especially if you're a Christian, you might not believe this. This is what I believe. I believe that some of us were here before. I believe I was. Or another dimension. I don't know. That's like this. I don't know. But I believe I was here before because I just came into the world kind of knowing how it worked. I don't know. I just had the sense of knowing and being. And as you get older, you lose it. But you may have. I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. Trying to get through y'all's comments real quick. But y'all are super young in the grand scheme of life. Dang, Dion, I'm 10 years older than you. If you live, you got time. You got time. Let's see. She says rap is so demonic. It really is. I kind of agree with you. We are energy creatures. So there has to be a part two. I believe we should do the best we can while we're here and not try to race to an unknown ending. I love that. I agree. This is what I agree with. Because the Bible will tell you, don't fear the future. I mean, don't even worry about it. Like, don't worry about tomorrow's. We don't know what tomorrow brings. So we just have to focus on right now. And I think that that's what keeps me not fearful. And I love that. We can't be fearful of the unknown because that could keep us stuck and stagnant. And we don't want that. Let's see. Oh. Once I found out who Black men really were. Ooh, I don't know what that means, Dion, but. Oh. Being Meech, I honestly feel like what I'm really doing because I don't know. Ask God. If you guys are in a space where you do not know, like, what am I supposed to do? I have no idea. I'm spinning my wheels. I feel lost. Ask God. You guys, ask God. Do not be out here just trying shit by yourself. Excuse my language, y'all. Sorry. Do not be out here just trying stuff by yourself. Ask God. Ask, what am I supposed to do? And just wait on it. Just wait. You guys, but you got to pray. That's where that relationship comes from. Pray and ask him, what am I here for? What am I supposed to do? And then think what comes naturally to you. What do you enjoy doing with that takes no effort? Cooking with Raw said, I posted my first cooking reel on social media. After a couple of attempts, I almost gave up, but it turned out to be really good. I did get copyrighted for the music. Where'd you post it? Depending on where you post will depend and determine where you can play certain videos. Only use the music that's on the sites. If you posted it on YouTube, then you got to make sure that you only use copyright free music. If you post it on Instagram or TikTok, you got to use their, because they have all of their music has already been like deemed okay, I guess you can say. So it just really depends on where you post it. Ding Dong, 23 is the weirdest age. I'll be 24 in September. All I can say is I don't take anything personally during this time. And I always put yourself first. Y'all are so young though. I do want to say that. I do want to say to all my 20 somethings, y'all are so freaking young. And even like people tell me I'll be 34 this year in August. I'm still young in life. So if y'all are looking at y'all age as pressure, don't. And I know y'all, it seems like y'all grown because of everybody around you who is the same age or younger. Do not feel pressure. You guys are doing great at your age. I know She Amber personally and Dion, from what you've told us, you're doing well. A lot of 30-year-olds can't do what you've done. So don't do that. Running out of time at 22, you're 22. Absolutely. I feel the same way. You got time. All of your 20s is weird. I'm 26. Going to be 27 in August. And I still feel like I don't got my life together. And y'all got to stop doing that to yourselves. Y'all's 20 somethings. Let me tell y'all, social media has made it horrible. It was not always like this. When you were 24, you weren't expected to have your life together. When you were 26, you weren't expected to have your life together. Everybody is different and on different paths. And I will tell y'all, everybody who's in there, who's about 25, 26, that you see, like they feel like they got their lives together, they might change their minds. When I was 26, I had my life together. I had the job. I had the career. I had the money. I had the experience. I was doing what I wanted to do. And I was miserable. And I had to start all over. I think that was around the time where I started my YouTube channel. You guys don't. The goal is to please God and to be happy with what you're doing. That's it. I learned a lot at 24 and I'm almost 30 now. Give yourselves time to learn and to grow and to explore and to try stuff and to figure it out. Don't feel too much pressure. That's so true. I feel like nothing is happening for me because I'm not. It's not what God's plan for me, but I still don't know why I'm here. And what's the point? You have to ask him. Only God knows, y'all. Only God knows. But there's always a reason. You weren't born. It's not some people were born with a purpose and others weren't. Everybody's born with a purpose, but will everybody go seek their purpose? Every single person is born with a purpose. People aren't just like, oops, you're here, but you got no purpose. No, everybody has a purpose. Let's see. I don't fear death either. It's literally a part of life. I feel the same way. I think the more you fear death, the faster it comes. And that's just me, in my opinion. What do y'all think? I think that if we fear anything, you attract it. I think if you fear being cheated on, you're going to attract that. If you fear anything, it's going to just, you're giving it life. And I have to be careful of that too, because I'm fearful of car accidents. I have car anxiety, don't like being on the road like that. And I have to stop being like that because I feel like I'm just going to attract that energy eventually. So whatever you're fearful of, whatever you don't want, if you give it energy, it's going to come to you. That's why, if y'all ever heard of somebody like, well, I wasn't cheating until she was kept telling me I was cheating. I already read that. Let's see. Edwin says, I'm 30 years old and I feel like my life has not started yet until I started school. Everybody's on a different path, y'all. Jesus didn't get started in his career till he was 32. He was a shepherd all his 20s, and then he changed paths. He changed career paths in his 30s and started being who he was. It was at 30, 32. How was them folks in the biblical days 4,000 years old and one lived till 72? We have less time. Oh, no. Dang, Dion, that's actually in the Bible. There's a reason why God shortened people's lives. It was too much going on, he said. Go read Numbers. It explains why people don't live long anymore. According to the Bible, it said that God said that people were living too long. And so he shortened their lives and nobody would live over the age of 110 or something like that, 113. That's in the Bible. Don't worry about that. That's not why. And a lot of people are dying because of health. Let's keep it, let's call a spade, Dion. A lot of people are going because of their health. If anybody has to go to work, you guys have a beautiful day. I'm going to finish up the comments and finish up morning motivation today. But yeah, a lot of people, you got to take care of yourself. You guys, we have to watch what we consume, what we eat. Do we exercise? And you can do all, and let me tell you this, you can do all of that, be super healthy, super positive, and still have something happen to you. So there's no correct formula. You just have to live the best life that you have. I watch these YouTubers, Eamon and Beck, super, super healthy, outside looking in. I mean, I don't know their lives. They were vegan. They exercise all the time. They built a cabin. She was so optimistic all the time. From what I see, of course, as YouTube, we don't know. And she got cancer, breast cancer. And she was super, super healthy. So it's never, we just don't know, you guys. We just have to do our best, eat as best as we can, take care of our bodies as best we can. But that's why we just have to maximize our purpose while we're here. Ask God. Let me stop being a Virgo. Yes, that is a Virgo. We will find everything wrong before we see things right. All my Virgos out there, I challenge you to put your pessimism in a box and start being an optimist as much as possible. Not care what others think, not to be upset with my parents or anyone else for whatever I lack in life. Not everyone has my best intention interest, so I don't expect things from others. Oof. I'm 29. Let's see. Right, thank you to all my 20-somethings. Y'all are doing really well. The fact that y'all are even getting information and in your early 20s. 20s is young. Y'all have so much time. If God says the same, y'all really do. Still figuring it out, and I feel so behind. Social media is really a big pressure. Y'all need to start asking God and get to it. Start execute. Sometimes he'd be like, I told you what to do. Yeah, sometimes y'all got to delete the apps and just center yourselves and focus on what's really for you. Once y'all turn off social media for a minute, it get everything a little gets clear. Like, I like my real life. I don't like my social media life. My social media life is boring. My real life is lit. No problem. When I was 22, I was just living life and going to school. Me too. I did not care in my 20s. I was like, oh, I'm young. I'll do whatever. Wow. What do you think? Think in your head you attract. No, for absolutely. Whatever you think about constantly, if you're fearful of something, if you're anxious about something, something scares you, you will attract it. So I try to eliminate that as much as possible. When I was 6 years old, I don't know why death was on my mind. And I was always thinking about death instead of thinking about field trips and things like that. I don't know. Okay, y'all are talking to each other. Yeah, everybody that's a Virgo, put your pessimism away in a box, put it in a storage bin. And try to seek and find your optimism. It's very hard, but you can do it. So much peace in life now, being more optimistic instead of always imagining impending doom. Yes. I don't know if this is just Virgo trait. If anybody's like this, we're just pending doom. We're always thinking about the worst case scenario. Put it in a box and seek out optimism. Being optimistic, being positive, turning around a negative mindset, shifting your thoughts, praying. Saying positive things out loud, stopping those negative thoughts from being like, oh, nope, you gotta go, and replacing them with positive will definitely help. Okay. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Y'all, tomorrow starts our next 6 months. Tomorrow starts our next 6 months. So I hope you guys have a beautiful, blessed one. I will catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.